Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, would you look at that? It's a Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Hello, Zoo Files. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, your other bully, the international superstar. Thank you so much for tuning in. Across the table from me, two very funny, wonderful people from the Uncle Rico Show on the Shuly Network. It's my good buddy for a very long time, Anthony Zenhauser. How you
hey,
doing, Bob?
Hey, Zach. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And next to him, from That's Hot with Sabrina Piper and Natalie DeChico here on the network, it is Miss Sabrina Piper. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a fun day.
My first zoo.
This is your first zoo?
This is my first
zoo. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mazel.
Welcome, Jew.
Thank you. Mazel.
Jew at the zoo.
L'chaim.
Yeah, I'm a Jew enthusiast. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Zen, what do you want people to check out, doggy?
Oh, first and foremost, I would like people to come out to the Comedy at the Carlson, September 13th, in the Rickles Room. I will be there with me. I'll be headlining. Wow.
Nice.
Comedy at the Carlson. Go to carlsoncomedy.com and check that out. Also, go to the Shuly Network on YouTube, TSN. We're having a great time. We're being sued by Stuttering John, so that's a lot of fun. Check out The Story Will Unfold as the days go on.
How long does litigation take to pass 20 years of irrelevancy?
You know, by New York State?
Yeah.
It takes quite a long time.
Yeah, I feel like when they served you, they came out of a time machine.
Right. Well, we measure it by beers.
Okay, there we go.
Stuttering John. He's a big, fat, dumb drunk.
And when you're at Comedy the Carlson, you got to get garbage, please.
I'm dating a girl up there. That's what I call her.
Perfect. Thank God.
It's a lot of fun.
Ms. Piper?
Check out my podcasts, please. And go to Patreon, patreon.com/funnygirlwithtits, and get all the exclusives. I have some shows coming up. Check it out on my Instagram, funnygirlwithtits. And nothing else I can think of off the top of my head. And I'll probably regret that later.
Fantastic. All right, guys, if you want to see me live, go to my Instagram at Zach is not funny. My punchup.live/Zach Amico. I'm going out on the road, so tomorrow I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. The following day, I am not in Pulaski, Tennessee. I'm going to stay and fuck around in Lexington and do a secret show. DM me if you can't make Sunday. I want to do that. 30th, I'm in Miamisburg, Ohio. 31st, Lexington, Kentucky. My great buddy J-Wall, please get your tickets now. And all these just announced. We'll have a flyer for it soon. End of September, Ocean Springs, Mobile, Alabama, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Pensacola, Florida. Guess what? It's me and Zach Holmes from Jackass.
No way.
To Zach Too Furious.
Wow.
We're going to be doing stand-up and stunts, co-headlining small rooms across the South, and we're trying to turn it into a full tour. So we're finally proving we're not the same person.
Yeah.
So thank you if you want to come to that. Hey, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today. The new website just launched. Use the promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get $1.50 off a month. You get access to all the episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas shows, plus the live chat. Thank you so much. And plus the Friday exclusive episode. Holy shit. We do 3 episodes this week, but only 2 come out on YouTube, Stitcher, shit like that. So if you want that Friday bonus episode, and this week's is a fucking banger, me, Molly Vivant, and Ryan Shaner, I would subscribe. Try it out and see if you like it. And thank you so much for supporting the show. All right. We have a new hero to talk about, guys. So believe it or not, I follow a lot of food eating challenge people.
Right.
Okay. And I love... watching people eat the the old 72er. It's not the 76er from the Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a steak
you're
that
familiar
does.
With this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a fat
Yeah,
thing.
The Big Texan in Amarillo does 72-ounce steaks, and they have a new record holder, Shannon. Let's see this gentleman.
Skinny Asian. Oh, I was close.
He ate three.
Holy
what?
Shit. You sure you didn't put a couple in his pocket? Gotta watch those people.
Yeah, he's holding the bun sideways. He's got a gun.
He's got a bun.
Oh, he gets a certificate.
And who's the guy standing next to him? Is that the guy who owned him?
That is a very auctiony stage.
Yeah.
Look at this one eat.
I mean, 72 ounces. 72 ounces right here. 73 ounces. 73 ounces. 74.
But that is impressive. That is a
unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That is a lot of meat.
Was there butter on that too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's Shannon. Bring up the website for the Big Texan in Amarillo. I think it is a 72-ounce steak, a salad, and a potato in a roll.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, you have to have the roll.
Yeah, of course.
It's the skinny ones that can do all that. It's the really skinny.
Yeah, it's
people.
Never a big fat guy.
No,
it's never.
Never a big fat guy.
No, they don't have the wind for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the people that really like scarf down is because they do crazy workouts.
There's a girl named, I think her name's Katrina Kilos.
Katina Eats Kilos.
Oh, Katina Eats Kilos.
Katina, she's married to Atlas.
Yes, another guy who does that stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a fucking beast, man. She's like smaller than you. Okay. But she's built.
Yeah. She's a tiny little jack girl.
She's a tiny petite girl, and she's built. And she just, you see her take down like 20 like smash burgers and without any problem.
Yeah, they told her and her husband, they each do them, and he's huge. He's a fucking truck.
Yeah.
And she usually beats him. There's a little Asian girl that does it too. That's a monster.
Not surprising. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, Asians can pack it in.
Yeah.
I
for
like
sure.
Asians and Hispanic dads.
Mm-hmm.
So Hispanic dads will not stop eating until you take the food. They eat like there's never going to be food again.
I didn't know if there was a lot of Hispanic dads on the competitive eating circuit.
No, I'm talking just in my life.
Oh, in general.
Oh.
In my life.
You're
just
like,
guys
you
know
them personally.
Yeah. My aunt married a Cuban guy, and his dad, Emilio, every minute he'd go, my grandma's Marie. Marie, you make me wish I had two stomach.
Yeah.
I would eat again all day.
I got tight diabetes.
No, he was really thin.
Really?
Yeah, real thin. And then I've told you that he used to bring black beans and rice to everything because he wouldn't eat a meal without black beans and rice.
Oh, my God.
So Christmas, if we had it at our house, they would bring a crock pot of black beans
just
and rice.
Opens up a suitcase and just takes out the black beans and rice.
4th of July, hamburgers, hot dogs, black beans and rice. St. Patrick's Day, corned beef, cabbage. Black beans and rice.
That's it.
Damn, he couldn't even dye the rice green.
Nope, he was all in. Shannon, did you find the Instagram for the 72er?
Not the Instagram, but I have the list of what it is. So it's the 72-ounce sirloin steak, a bread roll, shrimp, a baked potato, and a side salad within 1 hour.
And he had three of them.
Yeah.
God, what was the record? Was it just one?
I think maybe two.
Dude, that's
insane.
Overkill, man.
What do you get for it?
A T-shirt and a free meal.
Yeah, the meal.
What?
And your name goes on the wall.
Oh my God!
Some places do a prize.
You got to get a prize.
But those are like the real like crazy ones.
Yeah, they're like for the most part they just put your name on the wall.
Most people do it for the shirt.
Well, you just raped them out of a fucking $30 or $40 meal.
Oh yeah, well three times. I mean, how much do you think that piece of meat costs?
Oh, it's probably at least.
Well, the guy or the. I had to check his teeth. It's crazy. Yeah.
See, these two dimples here in the frontal cortex.
He a good worker.
They infer servitude.
Yeah.
He used to eat a steak on his daddy's lawn every Sunday
morning.
Look
at them hindquarters on this one.
What would be I've tried to figure this out. If you had to do an eating challenge, and let's say it's amount over time, so it's not like you're rushing.
Mm.
What do you think would be the thing you could put away the most of?
I go not carbs because the bread just fills you up, right? So,
and then I feel like it expands.
What do you think? Do you have something on deck?
I went immediately to thinking French fries. I don't know why.
See, I bet you can eat way more than me. I bet you could. I just because she's skinny, and I feel like that
she works out.
She works out. She's in good shape.
There's room.
Right.
Thank you guys. Oh my god.
Yeah. There's room for it.
French fries. My issue would be they're not going to stay hot.
Oh no, I would want like hot pom frites.
But I mean,
that
so
I
if
could,
you have like
a pile of.
But I mean, like eventually, by you get when you get to the end, they're going to be cold, and it's going to be a tough
it's
chew.
A mush, just a big cold mush of like
yeah,
and the grease.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not good maybe for not. It. I think I'm going to pick the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
I'm
okay.
saying just anything meat wise, like steak is probably.
I've never had a steak.
It's probably be the easier.
You've never
thing
had. A steak?
Never had a steak. I've never had a burger.
Really?
You Dead
never
ass.
Had a burger.
Never had a burger.
Is that a Jew thing?
No.
No, it's just a me thing. It's a weird thing.
No, not at all. Jews eat beef all the time. It's the pork you can't eat.
No, but yeah. And there's supposed Coach. To be no meat. I figured she maybe never had a cheeseburger because aren't
oh,
meat and cheese not supposed to touch?
If you keep kosher, but yeah. we never
you don't keep
kosher?
Kosher.
No.
Hmm.
I just sound it.
I'm trying to, for me, I'm part of me says nachos because of the texture variation.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a plain nacho chip or like nachos?
Nachos.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chili and cheese and
the whole shebang.
Yeah, tomato, get some hot peppers in there. So you have a pepper,
okay.
change it up.
I'm going gefilte fish. I'm going to eat just jars and jars. I'm just going to drink. Yeah, it's got to go down easy.
Okay.
It's all mush.
You yeah. got the liquid too, though.
Yeah.
If you're,
you ever had gefilte
if you're doing
fish?
That, no.
Oh, okay. Trying to think, what else you didn't eat? Burgers? No.
Donuts might be an easy one because they're light on the inside.
No, they start to make you feel full after like a couple.
Mine might be refried beans.
I just want to make love to you right now. I feel like this is like fat guy porn.
Yeah.
What do you want? Donuts?
Yeah, like I think bean and cheese burritos.
Black bean and cheese burritos.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything carby and starchy, I think is going to fuck you up, man. Rice.
What about meatloaf?
Meatloaf you can fuck up. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
Pound it.
These are my food groups, by the way.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of the time it's like one piece. It's
scrambled
like,
eggs.
Okay.
Ugh.
That might be a big breakfast.
Yeah, and if you puke it up, it looks the same.
Yeah.
That they're going in.
Because then you can get, if there's pancakes and French toast, you make sandwiches and
yeah.
shit. Yeah. There we go.
Let's do it. There's got to be, where are the food challenges around here?
There used
gotta
to
be a million of them.
On Curry Row,
mm-hmm.
had the hot, fall is it called? Jorge, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's like a hot Indian food. My friend did it. He got close to the end, but then he fucked up and got a mango lassi, and the cold gave him a tummy ache.
But here's the problem. That's another kind of food challenge, because then they got the spicy food challenges, too. There's one for quantity, but then there's one.
I could never go near the spicy ones.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
I broke
that.
My meter after that fucking trip. Yes, here it is. Brick Lane Curry House, Eastfield's Restaurant. Braves can attempt the fall challenge, which requires finishing an extremely spicy curry if successful. You get a free beer and a photo on the wall of fame.
Nice.
Okay. At least you get a free beer. Like, I like that.
Oh, wait. I want to see the Sloppy Joe one under it. The Motherlode Challenge somewhere in Brooklyn passes out on Garfield Realms blog. Two-person team challenge involves finishing an 8-pound Sloppy Joe in 30 minutes.
You guys can do this.
Yeah, we can do this.
You guys can do
this. And
then
they also had a Death Wish Wing Challenge, which absolutely not.
No, I couldn't do that one either.
That sounds awful.
I get mad because I go to these local like Thai food places and Indian places, and I want like some spice in it, and they look at you because you're American, maybe you're just white, and they go, they go, I don't think you want that, and they never do. Like they always think, I want spicy, but they treat you like a Special Olympics kid. They're like, all right, buddy, I'll make it spicy for you.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Which is how Special Olympics kids talk.
Okay, buddy, okay, I make buddy. Spice for you.
I'm the last winner.
Oh, fuck. What was I just?
Food.
The halal carts will hook you up sometimes. Sometimes if you go to, if you become a regular, you realize there's more shit in there than they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The one by me on 86th in Bay Ridge wins like a Vendi every year. It's got a huge line. And eventually if you go enough, they'll be like, my friend. Spicy rice? And you're like, get out of here. You got spicy rice? And by the way, huge mistake.
My friend.
Oof. Huge mistake
that
on spicy rice.
That sounds rough.
I thought you could hang, bro. I thought you were one of us.
Because they have the hot sauce they give everyone, and then they have not their hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I've ventured for it. And they call everyone the N-word. It's the best.
What?
The guys.
Is that through repetition?
So where I live used to be called Bar Ridge.
Yeah, okay.
There was a bar. There's a bar like every block for 20 blocks.
Gotcha.
And they all get out at the same time, and it's all guineas from Staten Island.
Makes sense. Oh, yeah.
So they go up to the
whole racist guys.
They go up, and the guy, hello, my.
Yeah. But,
and they all just scream the N word all day.
They love it.
Oh,
love
God.
It. Yeah. Hey, chief. Hey, boss.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's great.
I love that there's still Italian guys in New York City. That always blows my mind.
Oh, dude, it's fun. When I first moved to Bay Ridge, we would call it Guido hunting.
That's great. Yeah.
And we would go out at closing time, and there's one of them now. He's got his cola pop still. You can see his mate. She's 4'3", holding her high heels, screaming Mario at the moon.
Now, the females generally have the facial hair in this relationship. If you can see he's got his horn on his gold chain, that means that he's out for mating season right now.
The male has left his mother's basement looking to procure a mate for the next season.
Still fist bumping his way down as he makes his way back to the house waiting for her to die so he can inherit it. Yeah.
The female's impressed by the amount of meatball palm stains on his shirt.
After finding no mate, he returns to his mother's house where he will yell at her for chicken cutlets.
Ma!
Oh, yeah, it was like full Jersey Shore, like the blowouts. That was still going hard.
Fist pumping, the guinea tees, the fucking eye rocks.
Yeah, hey. Used to be like that in Bensonhurst, too.
Yeah, they would all come over. Now it's not as... Now it's not as prevalent, but it's still going.
You remember like going to Atlantic City? Ever been to Atlantic City in like the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Early 90s. When it was still mobbed up, so guineed out. Just guys in track suits everywhere, you know.
We used to go to Point Pleasant.
Oh, Point Pleasant's beautiful.
So but beautiful.
It got Jersey Shorey.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. It's very.
Hey, shout out to Uncle Vinny's over there.
I remember going, what we used to do when we were kids, when we were in like high school, college age, we were such scumbags. Even together, we could not afford a room for two nights. Mm-hmm. So we would leave at midnight, drive to Atlantic City, get drunk, and then fall asleep on the beach until it was time to check in and then just get a room for the one night.
That's amazing. Fair.
And you're not supposed to sleep on the beach, so one person would always have to stay up and warn everyone else if the beach patrol came.
I mean, I still do that when I'm on the road. Just sleep outside somewhere. So much easier.
Dude, I remember where we were some fuck, and this was like when Jersey Shore was on, so it was becoming a parody of itself.
Oh, wow.
And there was a guy, he was a DJ, and he had a giant flag of his own name in the Italian flag.
Yes!
And there was one lady dancing, and she had a cast on.
I love that.
And the room we checked into looked like you had hired an art director to come and go, make it look like a Jersey Shore episode was here. So, I mean, spray tan, stains in the shower.
Wow.
A weave stuck to the wall. A hole punched in the door. It literally looked like they just shot an episode and let us in.
A bottle of Brioski in the fridge.
That's awesome.
And we would drink. Oh, that's because some people might not know. Atlantic City, if you leave the boardwalk for like eight paces, you're in Mad Max. Like,
yeah.
It's it's fucking
so
crazy
scary. How
ghetto it gets.
Oh my
God.
Because that's all casino towns. There's the casinos, and then directly outside, it's like Land of the Dead, where the rich people live in a tower, and then the rest is all just like zombies and people trying to eat roast chickens and shit.
Yep, that's AC.
You've been AC if you go to Old Vegas down the old strip.
Oh,
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. What's that place? Schenectady?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That Turning Leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Just in Albany, near upstate New York. It's just it's all shithole. Monticello?
Mm-hmm.
They have a casino up there. That's the South Bronx of upstate New York, they say. It's horrendous.
And outside of it, but if you go to the right liquor store, they still had MD 2020.
Oh, shit.
Which, that's probably before your time,
yeah,
huh?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you're young.
Shannon, can you show Sabrina a Mad Dog? This is what we used. This is what we used to get drunk. This is a pre-Four Loko.
Okay.
This is how trashy people got drunk.
Because we got the Four Lokos, we got the Smirnoff Ices, we got the Mike's Hard.
This was Smirnoff these ice. Were MD 2020s.
I've never seen this.
The best one was the neon blue.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, of course, that
neon
blue. The blue
orange
raspberry.
Orange juice went down easy, but the blue was the move.
Of course.
Yeah, it's pure. It's just pure garbage.
And
yeah.
I mean, it's sugar and alcohol. It's the worst possible thing for your brain.
Oh, it's a headache. It's a headache.
You're
in a glass.
You're hungover before you're drunk.
Huh.
They sell offshoots of that now. You can find like those
same
kind of
drinks. Big sips and shit.
Bootlegs and
yeah.
All that stuff. But remember, like if you go up like uptown, like close to like I think we're in Dykeman Avenue, like in Washington Heights, they do the Nutcrackers up there.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
those are pretty dope.
Those are good.
Wow.
Got those in Coney Island too.
Those are guys. Sometimes they have their own labels and shit too. Like the guys making them home and they have their own like labeling and branding.
I respect it. I love it.
Oh sure. No, it's great. And they're cheap. Like they're like $1, $2.
Yeah. I think that's when I started going to Coney Island. That's when I first started seeing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we loved our. I mean, we were always 40s growing up.
Mm. Good stuff.
I hung out with fucking idiot metal kids who would buy nice beer and then put ice on it. They would pour ice in it. They would take a solo cup.
Is that a metal thing?
No, they were just idiots who wanted to be beer snobs, but we couldn't put beer in their parents' refrigerator.
Right.
So they would buy warm, really nice beer and then put ice in it.
Right.
That's it.
And tell me I was drinking piss water because I would get Coors.
Right. Nice cold Coors.
Nothing like it.
Ice cold Coors. Nah, nothing beats like a shitty beer, like at a camping trip or a barbecue, right out of a can, no bottles.
Dude, fucking 4th of July, we went to like a beer dispensary by my sister-in-law's house. Everyone got a nice six-pack of this, highest IPA. I got a 30-rack of Busch, and they're all looking at me like, who's going to drink that? And I was like, all of you, I fucking guarantee it.
Yeah.
And fucking boom, 9, 10 o'clock rolls around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out of their fucking IPAs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess who's a popular boy? The man with the half a 30 rack left.
That's it. And you can drink them all day because they're not strong.
Yeah.
It's only 5% alcohol. It's not like some of those Belgian beers and those IPAs. They're like 10%. You're like, you're an idiot.
That 5% knocks me.
You'll have two beers and then you're fucking full.
At the gathering, we were. I did not drink hard liquor, I think, the entire time because it was so fucking hot out.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is pointless. I'm going to sweat it out.
Bad. Yeah.
So we were, me and Tom were drinking Busch Light, White Claws. And then because we're garbage, me and Tommy split a big 30 of Twisted Teas. So we were just doing fucking 30 in a golf cart, almost running over juggalos, trying not to spill our Twisted Teas on people.
Yeah, Twisted Teas will sneak up on you.
Those are fun.
Those are good.
Those
the Twisties?
Are a fun little thing. Yeah.
No, they're great. I mean, I feel like when you're younger as a man, you don't want to be caught drinking a Twisted Tea. But
that sounds about right.
Come on. They're so delicious. They are delicious. They're
real men drink them.
That's right.
Yesterday on my Facebook algorithm, me and Mrs. Amico both got the same ad at the same time. And I'm very intrigued. They're doing hard Jarritos.
What's that?
What's
oh yeah, yeah Jarritos, the Mexican soda, right?
The Mexican soda.
Oh, okay, I know what
they're
that
doing
is. Yes.
They're doing hard.
Shannon, can you look that up?
Wow.
This
that's
is my kind of.
That's gonna fuck up. That's gonna really ruin a quinceañera.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pretty fast.
And by the way, so many kids are gonna take one by accident.
I was just gonna say that.
Oh yeah.
Shannon, can you zoom in?
It's in the same bottle.
It's in the same exact bottle. Same bottle.
I want to see the flavors. Fruit punch, mandarin, pineapple, tamarind. Oh yeah, kids
same
are gonna.
You would not fucking know.
Tamarind, I can't. I tried it. I'm not a big tamarind guy.
Same.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I don't.
I do. I love all the Doritos. So, they need to say hard on the way bigger.
Yeah.
Somebody's grandma's gonna have four of those and fucking fall down the basement. All right. We can move on. I apologize for my tangent.
That was fun.
I
love it.
Okay, here's a fun one. Norman Reedus from Walking Dead, his son was arrested for strangling his girlfriend. Let's take a wild guess what we think Norman Reedus would name his son.
Norman, now which one was Norman Reedus? Is that
Crossbow guy?
Oh, the crossbow guy. Okay. Have you ever watched the show?
It's Daryl.
Daryl from Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna something with an "er" at the end. Zach. A walker, a hunter, something like.
Okay.
That.
Okay. What would be the dumbest thing you would maybe want to name your kid?
That's a kid?
Yep.
The dumbest thing you would name your kid?
If your name was Norman Reedus.
I don't say that word anymore.
If your name was Norman Reedus, and you gotta go,
oh,
how can I really fuck this kid's life up?
It has to rhyme with Reedus.
It has to rhyme with Reedus.
Fetus, worse. Fetus Reedus?
It's somehow worse. Shannon?
It's Mingus.
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 Mingus Reedus.
Mingus Reedus.
Well, this guy's got to strangle women. Nice. First of all, he's got to start going by a middle name.
You're
going
to fuck me with that small dick, Mingus? Fucking bitch, shut up!
Honestly, that would probably be me. Let's be real. I'd be making fun of a Mingus till the end of the day.
Fuck me, Mingus. Oh, fuck me, Mingus. Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong? Wasn't the nerd on Boy Meets World Mingus?
I was going to say Minkus.
Minkus. You're
Minkus
right.
Minkus was his name. And I was like, see, that's why he's
But I feel like that was his last name.
It was a boy.
It was Minkus.
Mingus transitioned.
Into
Cunnamingus.
Oh, okay. One in the Minkus, two in the Stinkus.
He's Stuart Minkus.
Stuart Minkus. Yes,
is he really a lady now?
I believe he transitioned.
Shannon,
really?
Is that?
Hold on.
Is that true, or is that like Marilyn Manson was on Wonder Years?
You think it's some sort of like urban legend?
It looks like he's a dude. What?
Oh,
you can share this.
That's this.
Oh, that's definitely him.
Oh, isn't he one of the McPoyles?
Maybe.
No. He looks like one of the main McPoyles. McPoyles.
We should go to his Instagram. Wasn't that feel like
The Torkelsons? I remember him on that.
He was in Gone Girl. Really? Who was he?
I don't know. Look at that.
A Christmas Wish. Oh, he's really gone down.
He's in Walking Dead. Isn't that a weird coincidence?
Whoa. That is a weird coincidence.
That's crazy.
Dawson's Creek? That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like that might be an urban legend that Minkus is it.
I guess I got had.
You got had.
I actually click onto those links when I see them on Facebook instead of just assuming that that's real.
Dude, the fucking, do you remember on Full House?
Such a boomer.
The blonde nerd kid, he was also in Little Rascals. He was Donald Trump's son.
In Wonder Years?
Full House.
Oh, Full House.
He sang Yankee Doodle Dandy.
No.
I don't remember
that.
Can
I interrupt real quick? I just have to show this to you. So, Anthony, I think this is what you saw. And the title is, Did Stuart Minkus Become Chanel West Coast? Can you share this?
That's funny.
That's amazing. Is that it? Yeah,
is this what you saw?
Oh, that's awesome. You're so old. Oh, my God. You're geriatric.
I am such a Facebook boomer. I'm like, look what they're doing. Trump can't fix this.
Look what he did. Look what's happening to this country. Oh, my God. We got Minkus gone. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you remember the kid I'm talking about from Full House? He was like a nerd.
Was he like part of the main cast?
He was one of their classmates who was in a lot.
Okay. I remember the one kid from like Pet Sematary was in it for a while.
Yes. He's also...
He grew up to be a weird-looking kid like... what's his name? The one from Sixth Sense.
No, not... That's Duckface.
Okay.
Search the kid that sang Yankee Doodle Dandy.
It has to be out there.
No, I swear because he's like a gay model now.
Oh, wow. You're like, I'm not making this up.
Hilariously ripped.
That's great.
Yum.
You can share this. Okay, is this kid, right?
Yes.
Okay, Derek Boyd.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Now, can you look him up now?
Yeah. Now I kind of have a recollection.
Yeah, right. Was he in Little Rascals?
He played Waldo.
Yeah.
In The Little Rascals. But yeah. Darla, I love you, Darla.
And Trump was his dad.
I love you.
Right?
Trump was his dad, yes.
Yeah. So look him up now. He is a fucking, thirst trap.
Let's see the sex pot.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
And he's gay now? Did he just
play if gay? He's not gay.
Oh my God, that's that little now? Twink. He airbrushed his nipples.
That's not him.
There he is.
That's not him. I saw one of him in a jock strap that was wild.
I put shirtless. This is all that I'm really getting.
Derek Boyd.
This is a different guy.
Oh, that's a totally different person. Yeah. Hello.
I feel like I saw something of him in a jock strap.
Are we just doing joined an Facebook, of... 68 years. Is that you?
Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither. There we go.
Oh, I don't believe that this is him.
Oh, my God. Well, on the whoever left? That is, who cares? Let's get him in here.
Oh, yeah, I guess not. All right, whatever. Name. I don't know what I'm looking
Everyone
at.
Got God.
We all got God
today, baby.
Oh, no.
It
we
happens
just have to
the
look
best
at more shirtless hot guys.
It happens to the best of us. Yeah. Yes.
I told you, I'm not taking my shirt off, buddy.
The kid from Pet Sematary is also the kid... what the fuck else is he? Isn't he in Problem Child? Not Problem Child. I'm thinking also for Full House of the kid that said boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Yes, Kindergarten Cop.
Yes, which is a very offensive statement now.
It is. Mm. He knew that was coming down the pike too.
His dad was a gynecologist.
It's so facts hurt people.
By the way, that movie falls apart logically.
Kindergarten Cop?
Really, really falls apart.
Yeah, I know. That's why I shut it off midway. I'm like, I can't follow this. Yeah.
It's...
Well, wait, okay, what part of the movie did it start breaking up? Did the narrative just...
Why they
losing you?
Just send anyone else to be a teacher. And the fact that no one questioned that he's going to be a teacher?
Well, I mean, he's an authority figure. He wasn't supposed to be the teacher.
No, but right? the lady got sick.
The lady got sick. He had to sub in for her. And what are they going to do? They've already assigned them both on the case. What, are they going
to
like? Take
I
it
feel
away
like that
them?
Was supposed to be somebody else's movie, and he got it.
I see what you mean.
Ah,
I feel like that was supposed to be a vehicle for someone else.
Somebody kind of more reliable as a teacher. You mean like relatable as a teacher?
More
like
comedic?
Like Bruce Willis
comedic.
Maybe.
Yeah, like a Bruce Willis or like a Damon Wayans. Like.
Somebody who's in comedy, who can do comedy.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
I feel like that, because I just saw a thing that Rocket Man, the Harlan Williams movie, might have originally been Ernest Goes to Space.
Oh, my God, Rocket Man.
And that another movie, he turned down something to do that, but it was like hilarious. Oh, maybe Ace Ventura?
Did he turn that down?
To do that.
I thought Ace Ventura
Ace Ventura was also originally an Ernest movie.
No.
In its first draft. It was supposed
Ernest
to be
talks
Ernest.
Out of his ass?
Yeah, it was supposed to be an Ernest movie, and they rewrote it for Jim Carrey.
I thought Ace Ventura was like his baby. I thought that Jim Carrey, that was like his manifestation. Like he came up with that.
No.
Really?
That was a piece.
No, but I do know what you're talking about, the manifestations. I know what you're talking about with them.
Yeah?
Yeah. That he would like put out manifestations.
Yeah, he wrote like a $1 million check to himself and put it in his dad's casket and shit. Yeah, he's not weird
like
as fuck.
Like sleep in the Hollywood Hills, like in his car, staring at the houses that he was like one day going to stay in.
Now, you don't believe in the power of suggestion?
Oh, I do.
You don't believe in that? Your state of mind will definitely, yeah.
So it's funny, I was just reading a study about manifesting and how if you believe, like, there's some scientists that think there's basically a switch in you, and if you believe something enough, you manifest it into your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the studies they did was they took like this big group of people, and they had half of them take piano lessons and half of them imagine every day for an hour playing the piano. and they track their progress. And the people that imagined it for a day also got better at piano.
That's crazy. Wow.
Because just they were like doing like chants and shit and like picturing it and like,
that's wild. Oh, there's a story of a kid who had a brain tumor, and he used to sit in on his bed every night and pretend like he was playing a video game and he was destroying the cancer cells in his brain.
Wow.
Yeah, he just died of cancer. He's a dumb fucking kid.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Yeah.
That was just a tumor fucking with his.
Yeah.
I was like, this is gonna be a beautiful story.
No, he died.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
He's got worse.
Yeah, he got hit by a car when he was wig shopping. he got hit by a wig truck.
Stupid cancer kid.
Fucking stupid idiot.
Dummy.
Fucking asshole.
He got AIDS too. That's crazy.
Oh my God. And he's gay. Ugh. Yeah, let him go.
Brain cancer and then a fucking guy from Africa.
I hope he died the day before John Cena got there.
He was walking into the door. He just saw a bicep and he died.
Yeah, you can't see him.
You can't see me.
Okay.
What a guy.
All right. We got some more fun shit for you. Okay. Cracker Barrel reverses course on new logo, brings back old-timer after fan backlash.
Oh, wow.
That lasted, what, 3 days?
That did. Yeah.
They should have put Shane Gillis's face on the new logo because that's another guy who saved the franchise from dying.
Dude, it's so funny. I have to go back and find it. When the whole thing happened with the trans woman, I was like, man, Shane's getting a Bud Light deal.
Is that what you said?
That was my first thought, was Shane's getting a Bud Light deal.
Shane is like, he grew out of a Bud Light cabbage patch. And like, he was meant for, like, this was what he was destined for. Everything that led up to that moment where he was the face of Bud Light, that was what happened. But yeah, you remember the Dylan Mulvaney stuff, right?
What happened with the Dylan Mulvaney stuff?
Dylan Mulvaney was this trans woman.
They had her be a brand ambassador.
Oh, right. They had her as the brand of Bud Light.
Bud Light, the most like shit kicker.
Like
hillbilly.
I'm sorry, it is for like dudes, like white dudes.
Camping trips and shit. You're going to fucking bring Bud Lights.
Yeah, you're bringing some BLs.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You want to drink something all day. You want to get a little. You want to get wasted, but it's a slow waste.
That'll complement your Percocet and your mansion in Long Island.
The dream.
So you don't slap your wife full force, you know?
No, you just bite her hand.
you just hold her by her shoulders and shake her a little bit when no one's
scared.
Looking.
And you just give her a little fright.
Come on, you like that. Everybody
sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
So yes, I think the back. I mean, they sent her cans with her photo on them, right? Wasn't that the bit? And then people were like, I ain't drinking no beer with a goddamn train.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
But
I
she wasn't on
right
it.
Now.
It was just
she was like an ambassador. She was kind of the face of the Bud Light campaign.
Okay, I do remember that because I actually remember coming back. I was out at the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
And we were coming home, and all these kids got on, like, from, like, a graduation, and they were all, like, fucking wasted teenagers. And I was like, oh, I've been there. I'm not going to get annoyed. And they started roasting this one kid. They were like, all right, you look like Dylan Mulvaney. Shut the fuck up. And I was like, I'm so glad to see bullying get back to what it used to be. I was like, we might have this turnaround. Like, me and my friend looked at each other, and we're like, this is good.
Yeah, it's a good generation.
This is good.
They're good
Wouldn't it be wild, though, if you got the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light, and then you drank it, and you're like, this is a White Claw.
Yeah. It tricked me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got to get in there before to realize what it really is. You know,
you gotta
open it up a little bit.
Oops.
But that's but going back to the Cracker Barrel thing, why take the white guy off the logo?
Well, I think they were just I feel like every chain restaurant is doing less detail and more like generic.
Like,
think about
how
a McDonald's looks or a Burger King looks now, or Taco Bell used to be so bright and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't want you there.
Right. They're like penitentiaries. They're gray, boxy.
So, like, I've read shit that, like, even, like, the lighting in a fast food place is designed to hurt your eyes.
Really?
So that you don't sit there. Like, that's why there's no play places and shit like that
anymore.
Yeah. They want you in, and they don't want you there. And they especially don't want homeless people chilling there. So that's why the lights are too bright, the colors are unappealing.
Right.
Because they're trying to get you out the fucking door.
But I feel like that Okay, so they took the white guy off the logo.
And they also changed the decorations inside, I believe.
Well, how so? Like, did they get rid of all the candy and stuff and, like, the little...
I think they got rid of some of, like, the crap on the walls.
Oh.
Shannon, am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. It says they took away, like, all of that, like, decorative stuff and then also just made the walls just, like, plain white.
That's dumb.
That is so dumb. Because... I'm sorry. That's the whole reason you go with this crappy... Yes. Cracker Barrel, like anytime on the road or anything, it's like, come on.
I remember when Zach was doing a show in Poughkeepsie, he was so excited there was a Cracker Barrel. He's like, I've never seen it like it was Christmas. He's like, I can't, there was a Cracker, I'm going to the Cracker. He like waited for that time to go to the Cracker Barrel, because it's fucking fatty, greasy, awesome Southern food. And then they got this whole awesome part where you can get all kinds of dumb candy,
yeah,
soda.
It's a whole experience.
It's a great time. And that's you're right, but that's why you go. Like, your wife wants to go buy a stupid fucking Christmas decoration at the Cracker Barrel.
And I want to eat a chicken fried steak that's going to kill me before that Christmas.
Exactly. 1,000%.
And by the way, that is my move at Cracker Barrel, is chicken fried steak.
The chicken fried steak, yeah.
Because there's one. It's one of the only things I feel like you can't get a good one in New York.
Why would you even fucking bother going without, if you're not getting a chicken fried steak?
Like, the only place near me that even makes it is the fucking IHOP in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the same.
That's not
what I'm looking for.
Did you guys see at the IHOP when they were doing the... $170 pancakes?
No.
Yeah, they were doing Dubai pancakes.
Oh, Shannon, with the Dubai chocolate?
Wrong. Yeah, with the Dubai chocolate. Tell me if I'm wrong. It's like $175 or something.
It would be something stupid
but
like that.
People waited in line at ours on 14th and 1st. Mm-hmm. They waited in line for hours.
That Dubai chocolate was such a scam because everybody was like so excited.
Well, it was actually two stacks of pancakes, and then they would crash a chocolate bar into one of them.
Pancake Tower 2 is going down.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like,
so your potato 7 has been compromised.
They hype this exotic chocolate bar on Instagram and social media, and it's like you couldn't get it. It was a Dubai chocolate. It's very fancy, gold flakes or whatever the fuck they put in it.
Yes, the slaves of Dubai are making it.
Right. And then all of a sudden,
it's pistachio.
It's just pistachio. Those are it.
That's
retarded. Well, I guess. That's a very nice photo.
That's not $150.
Yeah, Shannon, how much is it?
So they said the value was $100, but for this promotion, they were giving it away for free to the first 100 people that showed up at the location.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But everyone else paid the 100, huh?
I think so.
Was IHOP struggling as a chain? I mean, they're doing okay. They don't need to fucking go crazy.
I know this has been addressed on other podcasts, so I don't want to harp on it. But what did you guys think of the lineup for the Riyadh Comedy Festival?
What?
I haven't. Seen
so this is Riyadh is this week, right? Or it's
better than the Jihad Comedy Festival.
Shannon, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Don't.
Can we see the lineup?
So it's Riyadh is like it's the Saudi Arabia like entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Like they do wrestling pay per views. They do like big events to try and get tourism. Zach's a
big star.
They're trying to get entertainment into Saudi Arabia.
Of course,
that's
they are.
Horrible.
That's awesome.
Idea. And so they have a comedy festival.
Hell yes, I have not seen this.
And we got friends on it. I got friends on it, and I'm proud of them, and I hope they are getting a big fucking check.
They probably are.
Oh my
God,
can we see the lineup, please? Please?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Shannon, I think it's like Riyadh.
Hey, Saudi Arabia, what's going on? Hey.
what are you? No, yes, is he really?
That would make sense. They're gonna cherry pick the top guys,
of course,
and they're gonna bring him over there. And they're probably,
dude, I'm telling you, they're gonna get me. They're gonna get me. They're gonna say, we're open. She can drive here. She is allowed. Her boobies allowed to drive it.
Here we go.
All right. I am blind. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, just
yeah, it's everybody who's
yeah, it's, I mean it's everybody.
Sorry, I can't make this bigger, but I can tell you some of the ones.
Russell Peters, I feel like he's like a dude.
All right, so I got it. It's Tom Segura,
Sam Morrill.
Sam, Pete, Indian guy.
Dupesh.
Yeah, Patel, Mark Norman, black guy.
D. Steph.
Chrissy D. Aziz.
The one with the dreads is Hannibal Buress.
That's Hannibal?
Yeah, he has dreads that does music now.
Well, son of a bitch.
Oh, I have heard that, actually.
I didn't know
I've
that.
I've had heard that.
Andrew
time.
And Bobby Lee, Chappelle, Schultz, Louis.
Kevin Hart.
No, is that Kevin Hart?
No. Next to him is Kevin Hart.
Like Chris Tucker?
Fluffy. Jessica Kearson. That's a weird one.
That is a weird one.
Bring us the Jew woman.
That's why I'm like, what? Get that bitch out of the lineup. Bring me.
Yeah.
Bring us funny Jew lesbian.
Bring us Jews.
Jimmy Carr, Joe Coy, Burr, Sebastian, Whitney, and Russell.
God, I hope that's not like they're all on the same plane and it's one of those we are. What was that movie where the football team dies?
Oh,
we
no.
Are Marshall?
Oh, no.
Oh, then, like, we lose all the big names in comedy in one plane. God forbid.
Oh, God.
Push.
It'll be a lot of open theaters.
that
we're not going to get, but the people above us will get.
Yes. Right.
And we'll start working
yes.
clubs.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll start getting weekend spots.
Maybe I'll bum the plane. I don't know.
Mike Cannon will finally get a shot somewhere.
It is.
No, that still won't happen.
No, Mike's very funny, and I will not take that.
You will not trash him?
No, he's a very, very nice man.
Mike Cannon, you're the
last one. I actually really like Mike.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
Shannon, why would you say that? But I love, what is Sebastian going to do in Saudi Arabia?
I hope he brings his dad.
These guys are gonna—they're gonna be treated so well. You ever been? I used to.
I'm sure they're told what they can and can't talk about, though.
I used to be a passport. I used to get visas of like a courier, so I used to take like passports to different embassies and get visas for people. And we used to go to like the those kind of countries, like they go to those embassies, like Qatar. That's in like the top of like the Ritz-Carlton. It's like the top of the fucking, and it's so beautiful. These people have so much money. They don't even know what to do with it, man. It's crazy. You think that people in this country are rich, you go over there, they're going to be treated like fucking, they're probably making so much money. How much do you think the average comic on that show is making?
At least 50 grand, probably more.
I would say more. I would say over 100. I would say over 100.
100 grand?
200, 250 probably. You think higher?
It's
you
higher.
Know, you
do
know.
You know it for a fact.
I guarantee it.
What would you say how much they're making?
I would say the lowest offer anybody's got on that one is over 100K.
It has to be.
Because they're regular public. If they're doing a corporate or something, I'm sure Whitney makes more than that.
Sure.
So to go to fucking Saudi Arabia.
So I'm saying $500,000. $500,000 at least.
And
at
that's
least.
I think it varied.
For the more, and then like for like Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Sebastian,
it varies.
Like the big ticket guys.
Well, Chappelle.
That's probably $2 million.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And
that's
it's like nothing.
$2 million.
It's nothing to
it
them.
Is funny. Nate's not on it. Nate's like the one person I feel like that is missing. Hey, Saudi Arabia.
We don't want this family friendly humor.
Hey, man. Y'all got it good with your women.
I don't know.
So you cut the clit off, huh?
That's a good idea.
Oh, man, I would have pulled it off with my truck.
Look, I know y'all going to stone my wife after the show. I know that. Yeah, he would be great. Nate doesn't. He's not doing too bad.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
I think he's pretty good.
I think he's, what is he going to host the Emmys again?
Yeah. Just Sebastian. So you get on the plane. You take out the box cutter. You go, I need to talk to the fucking pilot.
Where are the fucking Jews around here?
Yeah, listen, hummus, tabbouleh, I like it. I don't see any lessons how to land the plane.
Where's the coffee cake?
Baklava.
We don't get this Italian humor. We don't.
I'm here for the Dubai chocolate.
That's going to be Jessica Kearson's opener. I'm getting paid in Dubai chocolate.
That's great.
I'm completely supportive of my friends.
Aziz is making his comeback, dude. It's very nice to see. It is very nice.
What happened to Aziz?
He was fine. Some fucking lady.
Some girl tried to meet too him, but it wasn't even
a
good
meet
too.
Yeah, but it was a bullshit meet too.
It was literally, we had bad sex.
And he picked red wine instead of white wine.
Yeah.
That was really it.
Yeah, and then he got her an Uber.
Yeah.
They watched Seinfeld and he got her an Uber.
Like, what?
But that was the heat of the Me Too time. Like, that was everybody was kind of getting pinched for anything.
It's 7 years. And that's when the pendulum, like, swings back. And
yeah, and I guess he had worn, what was it, Time's Up was the other term?
Time's Up.
And he wore a pin for it. And then the next day.
Yes.
The story. But we knew months before because people were digging around on him.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, they went, and I feel like that was the one where everybody was like, I don't know what this guy did.
That was the first time I fought with somebody on a podcast.
Was Aziz?
But no, over that.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like that was the first one where everybody was like, the one girl tried to take down Tarantino.
What?
There was an Indian chick. She was like, yeah, he took me home and he sucked my feet and jerked off. And everyone's like, kidding.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
No
fucking lucky
kidding.
Bitch.
No
fucking
kidding.
Ungrateful cunt.
I mean, get in line.
And then when you read the Aziz one, like he met her, he thought she was a fan. But this is what happened. He met a bitch. He mistakenly thought she was a hoe for him, specifically for fame. Treated her as such, and she did not care for the treatment.
He met her at an event while she was with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then tried to talk to him instead.
That's a hoe.
So she was just a fame fucker.
Oh, for sure. And if you just, I mean, again, if a guy just sucks your feet and jerks off, that's pretty tame.
Also, it's Tarantino.
Yeah,
Don't even fuck it. Don't even try that.
How do you feel
that
about
made
a guy,
my blood
like,
boil.
Guy sucking on your toes, is that like a deal breaker?
No, I've had guys do that, and I didn't know I was going to be into it, and then I was like, ooh, I like that.
Yeah, why not?
Sometimes the foot just goes, whoop, you know?
Yeah.
If you're having fun.
Yeah.
What the fuck do I care?
All that shrimping when you suck on a girl's toes?
You know, I've heard different definitions.
Huh. Yeah.
But that's like the least of your worries.
Yeah. What's it
for
when
sure.
you when you come in someone's butt and then suck it out with a straw?
Awesome.
Ooh.
What's that one?
Something like the bubbler or something?
That might be shrimping.
No, there's another term. They talk about them all in the John Waters movie.
I call that middling.
A Dirty Shame.
Some of the comedians call that middling.
In the John Waters movie, A Dirty Shame, they go after all, they name like all the fetishes.
I know boofing is when you like blow...
Yeah,
talking
boofing,
to a girl's asshole.
Yeah, boofing is when you put drugs up your butt.
Okay.
I never heard of slurping cum out of a... Like your own
it's
cum?
Felching.
Felching. Thank you.
Shannon, you knew that. You already knew that.
I can't believe that. I didn't think
he's
that
making
Google
him suck
was,
his own dick.
I didn't think that Google was going to actually retrieve a response
that
it did.
Google,
share this.
She's like, dummies, it's called felching.
What's it called when you ejaculate in an anus then suck it out with a straw?
Tuesday.
Felching. Sucking or eating semen out of someone's anus is sexual behavior about which nothing has been written in the scholarly literature. Despite it appears to be a not uncommon practice among certain subpopulations of men who have sex with men.
You're talking about that the Webster didn't put that in his dictionary?
Yeah, fucking skibbity could be in there, but no felching.
Skibbity
riz. Skibbity, skibbity.
Skibbity's, well, that's
is
what they should call it. Yeah, we went over that on the show the other day.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they put skibbity in this year.
That's fucking wild. That's
fucking gay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's gayer than felching.
It is.
That is.
Yeah, I'd rather suck cum out of another man's asshole and then he says skibbity afterwards. I'm like, dude, stop being gay.
Yeah.
You know what? And then Norton's old special. I learned about docking.
Yeah,
that's where one guy is uncut and one guy is cut, and he wraps his foreskin around the other guy's dick.
Right.
And
like
they
a hug.
They jerk off together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
it's sweet. It's like a Hallmark card. Yeah, that's. But
it's
then
like a Christmas movie.
The hard part is trying to find a circumcised guy, though. It's not as easy as it used to be.
Is it
in this
what?
Country anyway?
It's easy as fuck.
Really?
Yeah. We'll co catch a dick anytime.
Okay, cool. Yeah, show me the way. Micro penis ever?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women are actually looking for micropenises. I have a few friends that are like, they're in search of the micropenis. It's like the Lorax. It's like they can't find it.
It's voiced by Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a micropenis?
In the mirror.
I was going to say, me and Zach will see it every day.
Yeah. No, I don't see it. That's the problem. I'm guessing.
Well, what makes a micropenis? Because, I mean, there's average penises, but then, like, what constitutes a micropenis? How small is that?
Is it
width plus length?
You gotta, yeah, if it's hard and if it's still, like, under, like, 4 inches, that's crazy. Fuck.
I mean, oh, that's weird.
I wish you'd said way less than 4.
Yeah, I was thinking 2.
I think it's technically under 3 inches.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank God.
The buzzer. That was like when Indiana Jones takes his hat from under the foot. When Indiana Jones slides under the wall and grabs his hat. Phew.
It's so funny. Yeah. So I think it's like, it could be a fetish for women, I think.
I'm sure.
I've definitely Googled it. gave it a goog.
You have to give it a goog.
My porn searches sometimes have been micro penis, or I love to search premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
Pre-ejaculation and porn. You ever seen that?
Oh, especially when it's like a guy's big break and you just watch his life shatter.
That's great.
It'll be like one of those old, like, you know, they take like five hot chicks to like a garage and some Mexican guy just walks up and they touch his dick and he comes on the floor.
That's great.
I love watching real porn where the guy ejaculates too fast and the girl's furious, but then she can't waste the cum shot. So she's got to like the cum shot mad. Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
It's kind of like
she's now thinking like, ugh, fuck, I'm going to be late. I got to pay the babysitter extra now.
Oh, the best are those. You see like a porn meltdown?
Yeah.
Where the girls just lose their shit like during the porn. Like all of a sudden reality starts to hit while they're there or whatever they're on starts wearing off and they're on the couch and they just start breaking down crying or the guy can't get it up and the director's like, you motherfucker. He's like, you're fucking wasting the goddamn fucking day. Like, they're screaming at the dude because he can't. Like, yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
E-Fucked had all those back in the day.
Yes, E-Fucked. CrazyShit.com, they do that too.
There was one. It was one of those, like, dancing bear, like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, what is that?
So it would be, they would have porn chicks, but then they would hire girls to be extras, and all you had to do was just, like, drink and dance in the background.
Right.
That would be me. And they,
come on.
I'd fall for it.
And
that's a great gig.
Yeah. What, free drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yes, please.
It was a video on E-Fucked, and it was a girl who was not one of the paid porn stars. She was just an extra. And she got too into it and just sucked this fucking guy's dick and took a cum shot. And then you watch the fucking Hello Darkness. Like, the fucking, you watch her realize she just did that on film. And what did they send it to? The ooh, what you say? Ooh, what you say? Fucking funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
That had all my favorites. That had Sing It David, which was my favorite, which is a redneck couple having sex.
Oh, my God.
The wife keeps saying, give me my N-word dick. And David Bowie's on. And the guy goes, sing it, David. And she goes, what? He goes, David Bowie. And then he fucks her with a giant black dildo and jerks off on her.
That's great.
There was, and then my favorite ever, which is the compilation of animals interrupting sex tapes.
Oh.
Set to Who Let the Dogs Out.
That's so funny. Nice. So prevalent. All of a sudden something's licking your asshole and it's a dog.
It's so fucking funny. And because every time a dog walks into a sex tape, they immediately go right to the, what are those? What are you guys playing?
Yeah.
Ah!
Can I sniff that?
Yep.
Can I lick it?
Chad, can you find that? We'll watch it at the end of the episode.
There's one
that,
one guy. He was a food reviewer.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name. Bruce. Bruce fucks food.
Bruce fucks food.
And Bruce would be like, he would just take different kinds of fast food. He's like, this is a Wendy's Baconator. He's like, it's got five strips of bacon on it, two patties. He's like, all right, let's fuck it. And then he would just fuck the burger.
No.
Yeah, and come in the burger. Bruce fucks food. Look that up,
dude. That's
crazy.
Awesome and new conversation. What do you think the most fun fast food item to fuck would be?
Oh, that's a good question. As a man?
Yeah.
I would say.
I was just trying to think. As a woman?
As a woman, it might be harder. A woman, it might be like a corn dog or something.
Right? Yeah.
For a man, I would say something warm and tight.
Yeah,
like
Like
a burrito, maybe like some sort of Taco Bell, chalupa.
I feel like you're risking heat in your dick hole.
I mean, let it cool down. I'm not an animal.
No, you want it
you
hot.
You want it hot?
You want it very warm.
Crispy cream donut coming out.
That's a smart.
It has glaze and it's warm.
Smart fucking answer. But it's got to be, it's got to be filled.
It has to be coming out.
The red light has to still be on.
The red light has to still be on for sure.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a cream filled or a jelly filled. Something like where it's got that warm liquid in it. Oh, you're so smart.
Yeah. See? Oh, no.
I got to stick with you.
Stick with me.
We'll fuck food and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
What about like, say like a McDouble?
A burger's a good idea.
Because burger's kind of flesh light.
It's so messy. Yes.
But that's half the fun.
Yeah, it's splashing.
And are you going to keep it in the bag as you do
no
it?
Way.
Like,
no.
You take it out?
Yeah. I want to see its face.
All over the car?
Yeah. Look
all
at
over
me,
the car?
Subway meatball sub?
See, I don't
know.
Cheese
steak.
I feel like
the
meatball's
getting
in
your hole.
Oh, yeah. But I think the meatballs get in the way of fucking it, right?
Yeah, you gotta knock them out.
Unless you want to mush it up. Unless you want to tear that shit up. Yeah. You're so smart. You're so smart when it comes to food fucking. What would you want to fuck if it was food?
I was trying to think of it. I think a corn dog was a good suggestion.
Yeah, that's going to dissolve in your vagina.
Yeah, that's like a little grease too or something. I think from fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like...
It's got to be something that you could fuck. It's got to be something that can go inside.
Oh, I got one. Wendy's baked potato.
I was just thinking of Wendy's, and I was thinking of what? Like what at Wendy's?
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe a Frosty, because it's so frozen.
No, Frosty doesn't have the...
You could flick your clit with it?
It doesn't have the structural integrity.
Or we're talking us fucking it.
No, we're talking her.
Oh, her, yeah. Like what could... Again, it's got to be phallic. It's got to be something that fucks you. That's interesting. What does the chat say?
Oh, yeah, I don't have the chat up, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Jorge, Shannon, opinions?
I'm sure they have a lot of ideas. Nope, not at all.
Let's see. Lots of people agreeing with the donut.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, donut's a solid move.
Donut's a solid move.
That was smart,
move,
but not the whole donut, like the one with the hole in it. You got to get the filled
ones.
Well,
that's what I was thinking, the whole donut so you can hold it.
That's
and
true.
Go
I guess
up and down.
With my micro penis.
Somebody said the McRib.
It's not in season.
Yeah, it's true.
We got our best people at work on this.
Yeah. I want to go back
it's
to the burrito.
It's not in season. You got to wait.
What about Chipotle?
What about
Chipotle burrito?
Chipotle burrito?
Yeah. It's like fucking a big pillow of fucking greatness.
Yeah, there we go.
That is probably the best one.
Oh, that's
Chipotle, that might be the move.
Oh, ice pops, right?
Ice pops for sure I thought of, but I'm like,
where
are they?
Do they do ice pops at any...
I don't know. I can't think of any place that does. That's
probably
a thing.
Like, Dairy Queen might have a few good ones.
Yeah.
Maybe something at Dairy Queen. See, here's the thing. I can come from getting my clit rubbed. So I'm like, what if I just flick it with the cone?
Okay.
Does that count or do I have to put it inside?
But now if you're talking about cunnilingus, now if you're talking about clit stimulation, then there's some, that opens the door wide for you.
I guess. There's
so many things that you could rub on your clit that would make it better.
I'd still pick the donut.
Yeah.
But maybe the mini donut. So we just focus on the clit. And
how many munchkins could you fit in your ass?
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
You know what? You know he doesn't. You don't get to a lot of podcasts where they ask you those hard hitting questions.
No. I like being on a journalist podcast.
Yeah.
I think the yeast ones you can fill a lot more. They're lighter.
Yeah. Not the chocolate. No.
Not
the chocolate glaze.
Not the cake. Not the cakey
cake.
Ones. No.
No way. It has to be the glaze.
It, has to be like
it can't
the
be
glazed.
The red velvet either. It
has its own lube.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of slippery. You get the glaze when they're real wet. You get those real wet glazed donuts. Oh, they're so good.
This is the fattest conversation that's ever
taken place. Now,
this
see,
is the most Zach conversation. Yeah.
I'm thinking of this.
Okay.
What if we make anal beads out of the munchkin?
That could be a move.
I mean, we need to like talk to somebody.
They should be a little stale though.
Yeah.
The old fashioned ones, like when they're stale, they're hard as fuck.
Yeah.
They might fit in there and you'd be able to pull that out.
String that together and see how
I feel like there's a fast food place we're not thinking about yet. So we've got...
Y'all would know before me.
No,
I'm
know.
Be real.
I'm trying to think. Taco Bell, Sonic. Sonic would have a corn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody in the chat said taquitos and then somebody also said an egg roll.
Ah, yes, the egg roll from
egg
Jack
roll.
In the Box.
We got the Chinese.
We didn't think of
Jack in the Box.
Or Panda Express.
Oh, yeah, Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Yeah, put a bunch of that bourbon
chicken
in your pussy.
Yeah, give me a spring roll for my pussy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bourbon chicken for your pussy, bourbon chicken. It's always free.
Two portions.
Yeah.
And I'll go one further.
Okay.
Breakfast burrito.
Okay.
Because
that has eggs, too, because it's fluffy.
It's the smushy stuff again.
Yeah.
You and the eggs.
So if you're in an eating competition,
or a fucking
or competition,
fucking or an eating that fucking competition,
That's hollandaise sauce.
Yeah, we go, baby.
Bad.
Look at us, look at us learning things. All right, funeral director kept my baby's body in a bouncer in her living room watching cartoons. Shannon.
Okay, so this woman, her baby died at about 3 weeks old. She heard about this other woman whose baby also died so that she kind of like put together a foundation where she helped people with the funeral arrangements for their babies. So she went to go over to the funeral director's home. And when she walked in, she was going into the living room of the funeral director. And she's like, oh, come on in. We're watching cartoons. And she saw her baby in a little bouncer and then another dead baby just sitting on the couch.
Jesus. So there was two dead babies or just?
Two dead babies.
Two dead babies sitting in a tree.
Yeah. And so like her, this
woman. What cartoon was it?
Yeah.
PJ Masks.
I knew. I really didn't want to know, but now I know. Now I can't unknow that.
Yeah.
You asked me. So her, this woman's baby died in 2017. So she's been, quote, helping other women since then. But the hospitals have said that they've gotten so many complaints. But in England and Wales, there aren't any legal requirements on how bodies are stored. So there's like they can't actually file charges on her. They can just complain.
So she's just fine.
It's just okay.
So the baby died of unknown circumstances.
A brain bleed.
Babaloosh. Okay.
I don't think that's weird. The important part of the story.
Was she the cause of the murder? Like, did she?
No.
She's just playing with dead babies.
That's weird though to keep them up there.
Yeah, she's the collector.
I mean, Pokemon cards were good.
Yeah, I would put one on a Roomba. And dress it like a little maid. I think that's the move.
Or do you just replace like American Girl dolls for them?
Yeah.
Like it has to be something.
And few.
Hey, actually, while we're on a morbid thing, Shannon, I don't think we did it. Can we look at the guy who brought a casket for Henry Winkler to sign? We can end on this.
Yeah, hold on one sec.
So Henry Winkler, the Fonz, was at a comic convention, and a fan brought him something to sign.
Right.
And it's a full coffin.
Okay. Fair enough.
Awesome.
Is it a Fonzie-themed coffin? Or does he just want his...
No,
it's a jukebox.
No, and he hits oddly it, enough, it was a Potsy-themed coffin.
He hits the jukebox and the body sits up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not chilling as a person. Look at the size of it. This is your coffin, Mr. Winkler.
This is yours. I bought it just for you.
And did they say...
Oh, my God.
He just wants him... So his autograph on his own coffin.
Right.
Yep.
So the guy, I'm assuming the guy's just keeping the coffin until he dies, or he knows he's dying, and he bought the coffin.
Is this laying it?
Dude, buying your own coffin, knowing that you're going to die at some point, is the creepiest thing.
I don't know. I'd say having Henry Winkler sign it is a little worse.
1,000%. Also, how did he react to just sign it? And
he was cool with it.
I know. He couldn't have been in his head.
There was a price.
There had to be, right?
So usually when celebrities do the cons, there's like a price chart.
Like $50 a signature.
But it's signature photo combo. A lot of the people now charge you extra or something. If you want it personalized, that's one price. If you want just their signature, it's one price. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know Corey Feldman charges by word if you want a quote from one of his movies on it.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them are like bulk items, extra items, items that you have to get up. I think you got to negotiate that.
Interesting. I don't think that's fair because a signature's a signature.
Yeah, but if it's personalized, it sells for less. So like if it says for Zach instead of just the name, that decreases the value. So that's why they charge more for no personalization.
Okay, but so what's
so. And then certain people I think charge more for items related to them. So like I've heard, so there's the cons that we know about. Mm-hmm. But then also super famous people do private signings around those. So like Stallone will have a room at Comic-Con, but he's not an announced guest. Only his they have like groups that get the message.
Oh.
And for Stallone, it's like an autographs this, a pictures this. But then if you want him to sign boxing gloves or a Rocky robe.
Sure.
That's like 500 extra bucks.
Yeah, I get that. Wow. I get that.
That's so cool. But
you're not going to sell a coffin with Henry Winkler's name on it. That's not happening. That's not a big collector's item. in my opinion.
If it'd be the worst Pawn Stars episode ever. Hold on, I got a Henry, I got an autographed guy and a coffin guy.
I need a Happy Days expert on this one.
Happy Days expert on this.
But Henry Winkler could have did. Can't he just dress up a little bit like the Fonz at these things? I mean, the guy's not even trying.
I think he's just as known for the Adam Sandler movies.
Is that what it is?
I'm sure it is.
And Barry.
Yeah, and Barry, and he's been in a bunch of.
Yeah, you're right. He's
again, now he's a lovable old Jew, and he's the principal really in Scream.
He's very nebbishy, absolutely, and he's adorable. I feel like Corey Feldman's doing the right thing by charging per word, because a lot of those people that come up for him, I think it's very ironically they want his autograph.
Yes,
right.
It's kind of like when he performs, people that go, they pack it. It's packed with people just dying to see him be cringy.
Like Countess Luann.
Yes.
Right.
I sent you that video.
Yes, you did.
So he leans into it. Good for him. He's smart.
You got it.
Somebody around him is very smart.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's always somebody pulling the strings.
You don't think you think he's so delusional still? Like,
yes. Yeah. These people always are.
Are you saying that rocking guitar solo that he whips out is not, he doesn't know that there's some sort of irony behind that?
I know.
No, I do not. Shannon, what do you think?
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
She's so excited.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That was another edition of The Morning Zoo. Please listen to That's Hot with Sabrina and Natalie here on the network. Please support the Uncle Rico show on the Shuley Network and go see Zen at Comedy at the Carlson. And hopefully I'll maybe see some of you guys down south this weekend. Until then, I will be back on Friday with an exclusive app. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.